Chapter 16, Duty of Self-Control.
The appetites of our animal natures ought to be kept in rigid subjection. These appetites were given us for important purposes, for good, and not to become the ministers of death by being perverted and becoming warring lusts. The appetite for tobacco, which you, Brother G., strengthen by indulgence, is becoming a warring lust against your soul. An intemperate man cannot be a patient man. The almost imperceptible indulgence of the taste will create an appetite for stronger stimulants. If the thoughts, passions, and appetites are kept in due subjection, the tongue will be controlled. Call to your aid moral power and abandon the use of tobacco forever. You have tried to hide from others the fact that you use tobacco, but you did not hide the matter from God. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. I commend these words to you in the name of Jesus, who has given me my commission. Do not reject them. You would never have rejected the testimonies, as you have, had your wrongdoings not been reproved. You thought it would be easier to sacrifice the testimonies and close your eyes to the light God has given you than to give up your tobacco and cease your life of levity and joking with unbelievers. The cleansing process involves denial and restraint, which you have not moral power to endure. Therefore, you think to excuse your sins by your unbelief of the light God has sent you. Remember, you must meet all these things again, for they are written in the book with all the warnings and reproofs that God has committed to me to give to you. Brother J. is to be pitied, for he has naturally a defective organization. His hope is small. His unbelief and doubts control his judgment. It is in his nature to place himself on the side of doubting and questioning. The only way to overcome this great evil is to cultivate opposite traits of character. He should repress unbelief and not cultivate it. He should not express his doubts. He has no right to thrust the defects of his character before others to cause them sadness and discouragement. If he must be afflicted with this sad evil, he should not embitter the happiness of others by introducing his unbelief to chill the faith of his brethren. He is inclined to pass over almost everything in every discourse and exhortation from which he might draw comfort and encouragement, and pick up something which he thinks will afford an excuse for his questioning and criticism. The avenues of his soul are thrown open and left unguarded for Satan to come in and mold his mind to his purposes. I was shown that your meetings are losing interest because God's Spirit does not attend them. The brethren and sisters are in complete bondage because of these two men. They dare not exercise their freedom and speak out their faith in the simplicity of their souls, for here is Brother J., with his cool, severe, critical eye, watching and ready to catch at any word which will give him a chance to exercise the faculties of his unbelieving mind. Between these two, the Spirit of God is grieved away from the meetings. When brethren manifest the spirit of the dragon, to make war upon those who believe that God has communicated light and comfort to them through the testimonies, it is time for the brethren and sisters to assert their liberty and perfect freedom of conscience. God has given them light, and it is their privilege to cherish the light and to speak of it to strengthen and encourage one another. Brother J. would confuse the mind by seeking to make it appear that the light God has given through the testimonies is an addition to the Word of God, but in this he presents the matter in a false light. God has seen fit in this manner to bring the minds of His people to His Word, to give them a clearer understanding of it. The Church of Blank are growing weaker and weaker because of the influence which has been exerted over them, not an influence to help them advance, but to clog the wheels. It is the privilege of Brother Jay to cast aside his unbelief and to advance with the light if he will, but he refuses to do this. The cause of God will advance all the same without his aid. But God designs that a change shall be made in the church at Blank. They will either advance or retrograde. God can do more with six souls who are united and of the same mind and judgment than with scores of men who do as Brother J and G have been doing. They have brought with them into the meeting not angels of light, but angels of darkness. The meetings have been unprofitable and sometimes a positive injury. God calls for these men to come over on the Lord's side and to be united with the body, or to cease hindering those who would be holy for the Lord. The great reason why so many professed disciples of Christ fall into grievous temptation and make work for repentance is that they are deficient in a knowledge of themselves. Here is where Peter was so thoroughly sifted by the enemy. Here is where thousands will make shipwreck of faith. You do not take your wrongs and errors to heart and afflict your souls over them. I entreat you to purify your souls by obeying the truth. Connect yourselves with heaven, and may the Lord save you from self-deception.